Hoi, ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. With the year coming to an end, it is time to discuss New Year's Eve. So, New Year's Eve to me sounds really funny because for us, we call it Old Year's Eve since it's the last evening of the old year. So let's start with that word. New Year's Eve in Dutch is Oudejaarsavond. So Old Year's Evening. Oudejaarsavond. You can leave the E out and just say Oudjaarsavond. That is just a personal preference. So op Oudjaarsavond, you usually get together with family, friends, whomever you like, and you can either go out to a party or you stay at home, watch some typical Dutch TV programs that are all in New Year's Eve theme, or you watch a comedy show where they basically look back on the whole year and make fun of it, which is a fun thing to do with whomever you're with. Of course, in Nederland, we have vuurwerk, fireworks. In contrary to Australia, we are still able to light your own vuurwerk. But we also have vuurwerk shows in Rotterdam, where we have the Erasmusbrug, the bridge, that is basically the Dutch version of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Aside from het vuurwerk, the conference shows, the comedy shows they are, we also have, again, food. A typical Dutch tradition that you definitely have to eat during Oudjaarsavond zijn oliebollen. Literally translated as oil balls, these are deep fried dough balls, traditionally eaten during oud and nieuw. So the old and the new, which is a different word to refer to this time of year, oud and nieuw. Tijdens oud en nieuw eten wij oliebollen. Ik eet een normale oliebol. So I can eat a traditional / normal oliebol. Of ik eet een oliebol met krenten en rozijnen. So these are your oliebollen that contain raisins or currants. Another snack that we can eat are appelbeignets. Appelbeignets. These are like sliced apple, and you also deep fry them and they kind of become a apple donut. So a little apple donut that you deep fry. Heel erg lekker. But you don't eat your oliebollen and your appelbeignets just like is. No, no, no. You grab a little kitchen towel or a piece of tissue. You put your heated oliebol on there and then put a huge amount of poedersuiker on there. And poedersuiker is powdered sugar, otherwise known as your icing sugar. And it is a big tradition. You can make your own oliebollen or you can go to the oliebollen stall right on your local square where you can usually buy them. And if you're a typical Dutchie, you will ask for extra poedersuiker when you buy your oliebollen. When it is 12 o'clock, it is, of course, the new year. What do we say to wish someone a new year? We say, gelukkig nieuwjaar. Gelukkig nieuwjaar. Happy New Year, but obviously with a lot of luck, success and wishes in that particular word. This is usually the word that we say right at the moment of the time turning 12. Up until 6 januari, you can either say gelukkig nieuwjaar, Or you can wish somebody the best wishes by saying de beste wensen. Op 1 januari is het Nieuwjaarsdag. Nieuwjaarsdag. The New Year's Day. Depending on where you are in the country, each area can have its own tradition, but a main Dutch traditional thing to do is the Nieuwjaarsduik, the New Year's Dive. And remember, het is winter en het water is heel koud. So it is winter, the water is very cold, and wij doen een Nieuwjaarsduik. So either at the beach in Scheveningen, which is the biggest event, or at your local lake, river, wherever, you can run into the sea, take a dive to start the new year with a clean slate. But of course, if you are celebrating oud en nieuw in Australië, then you're better off since it is zomer. In Australië zijn er ook heel veel events where you can celebrate oud en nieuw and do the Nieuwjaarsduik. There is usually a Nieuwjaarsduik in Bondi Beach in Sydney, but there might also be Nieuwjaarsduiken in your area as well. And how do you recognize Dutchies running into the sea in Australia? Well, usually they are wearing an orange beanie. So recognize the Dutchies by their orange beanie, take a dive, and for now, een heel gelukkig nieuwjaar en tot volgend jaar. Doei!